Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith. Hey everybody, what is up? Chad Wesley Smith here. Another episode of Beers with Chad. It's been a good day here. Made a bunch of YouTube content, working on a new series on addressing weak points. So I was working hard on that with Shorty and Marissa. Two jiu-jitsu classes. Everything was a very good day, except for the Rams were kind of getting their ass kicked in their first preseason game. But otherwise, it was a good day for me. Hopefully, it was a good day for all of you. This week's episodes of The Jug Life and Beers with Chad are brought to you by Purple. Purple uses all kinds of awesome technology to make very comfortable mattresses, seat cushions, all sorts of stuff like that. You can get a free sheet set and free mattress pad at purple.com/juglife and support the show by doing that. So if you're in the market for a new mattress, please do that. Tonight I'm drinking this Teller Pills by Vault Brewing Company. Vault is from Yardley, Pennsylvania. It's a 4.9% Pilsner. Very nice at the end of a hot, long day here in California. A bold, unfiltered American Pilsner. Scored a 3.71 on Untappd. And I got this through an app called Tavor. And Tavor is it's really easy app on your phone. Flat rate shipping. They send you just push notifications for all these different kinds of beers. You rate them. They kind of develop a taste profile from there. You get beers from all over the country, stuff that you couldn't buy locally at your store or maybe that you've never even heard of. And then it just shows up to your door. Easy as that. Cheers. That is good. So if you want to sign up for Tavor, you can go through the link in my profile or the link in the video info and check them out. This week on the Juggernaut YouTube, our Jug Life episode was a live episode, or filmed in front of a live studio audience, from our recent trip to Texas. We were at Arlington Strength with our friend Danny Rivera. Done a couple of events with Danny and Arlington Strength. Great group of people there. Put on a little squat clinic, and then I talked about exercise selection based on phase, based on goal, based on weakness for the squat. Max and I answered questions from all kinds of people in attendance. We were just hanging out, having a good time, so go and check that one out. I had a strength history minute with John. I always say Cuck, but I'm not 100% sure that that's actually how you pronounce his last name, of K-U-C. And he's really one of the most underrated lifters from that 70s time period. 2350 total monster lifter, but doesn't get quite the same publicity of a John Cole or Don Reinhout, Bill Kazmaier types. And then on Saturday, we will begin our Pillars of the Jerk series, and Max will be teaching you how to improve the most missed lift in weightlifting, the jerk. So number one will be coming out there. Next week, two very big things happening next week. First, on Tuesday, pre-sale will begin for the bench manual by me. A couple months ago, I released a squat manual. Now the bench manual is coming out. That's going to cover equipment, warm-ups, technique, exercise selection to address different weak points, programming considerations to help you figure out your MRV, what intensity you should be training at, what frequency you should be training with, and includes a couple different programs. Then at the end of the week, myself, Max, Mike, Quinn, and James, Dr. James Hoffman, will be on Long Island for the Juggernaut Performance Summit. So you can still sign up for that through the link in my profile, through the link down in the video info. We'll be covering really all the stuff that you need to train better and be a better coach. Program design, technique, mentality, recovery, mobility, all that good stuff. So if you're in the greater Northeast area, please come check it out. It'll be a information-packed day. Plus, you can get CEUs for the NSCA. So what I want to talk about today, I put up a couple posts asking for topics and everything. And one post that stood out to me was about marketing and how to stay true to your brand. So,
are you living with chronic pain, places like your back, shoulder, hip, neck, or knee? Try BioWave Go, superior pain relief technology for people that are serious about leading a pain-free life. BioWave Go is a patented, FDA-cleared, 100% drug-free pain relief technology currently used by most professional sports teams. You can try BioWave Go. It works by blocking pain deep at the nerve for up to 24 hours from just one 30-minute treatment. It can be life-changing. And I know our Jug Life listeners, they're training hard, they're lifting hard. So whether it's pain that's holding your training back or affecting your day-to-day life, BioWave Go can help you. So do yourself or someone you love a favor. Learn more at BioWaveGo.com or speak to a pain relief concierge. Try BioWave Go with a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee plus free shipping. Works for professional athletes' chronic pain. Imagine how well it can help you get back to living a fuller, more pain-free life. That's BioWaveGo.com. BioWaveGo.com.
Meme, I won't tell you who pronounces it that way. And he said, beware of people who brag about who they are. A lion will never tell you he's a lion. Of course he won't, because lions can't talk. But I think what this really gets to the heart of, and I saw it and it actually resonated with me a bit, and said that you need to show people who you are, what you are, rather than telling them who you are or what you are. And this is something that I take really seriously in the way that I try and present Juggernaut on the interwebs and in everything that we do. I've been running Juggernaut for 9 years. I actually a couple days ago on Facebook got a Facebook memory of the day that we got our keys to the first warehouse, the first gym, and that's what. And nine years and a couple of days now, we've been doing this. And that whole time, my degree is in history. I am a lifter, a coach. I was a shot putter. I'm not a marketer, and I'm not even necessarily a great businessman by any stretch. But I've been doing this for 9 years, and in doing that, I've done it under the assumption of the simplest marketing strategy that I can think of. Have the best product. That to me is the simplest and should be the most effective marketing strategy there is. If you are a coach, be the best coach. If you are, sharing content, share the best content. But it's not quite as simple as that. And a lot of it, I think, kind of goes to the meme that Ed posted, is beware of people who brag about who they are rather than just showing you who they are and what they're about. So if the simplest marketing strategy is just being the best, having the best product, being the best in your field, how do you know who is the best or what is the best as a consumer? For me, being so entrenched in what I do, coaching, powerlifting, having competed for a long time, been in the world of training athletes of all different levels and different sports, it's fairly easy for me to look at, everyone in the marketplace and make, maybe in some cases snap judgments or incorrect judgments, but have a pretty good grasp of, who really knows what they're doing, who's walking the walk rather than just talking the talk, to throw another cliche in here with my meme reference already. But as I look into other industries, places that I'm not as familiar with, where I'm not an expert myself, it can be harder to assess. Where I found myself kind of in this same situation was I maybe been doing jiu-jitsu for 2 or 3 months, and I started listening to an episode of Joe Rogan podcast. I'm just starting off jiu-jitsu. I'm all excited about it. Want to learn more, and he has this guy named John Donahair on his podcast, and I start listening, and man, I'm like, man, this sounds really great, pretty technical language, things that I didn't know that much about jiu-jitsu, so he could have been saying anything, and I probably would have bought it and thought, this guy's the best ever. And I'm about an hour into this, you know, 2.5-3 hour episode like Joe Rogan does, and I then text my professor Brent Littell and ask him. I was like, hey Brent, like, is this guy good? Like, does he actually know what he's talking about, or do I just not know enough to know that he doesn't know what he's talking about? And of course, Brent told me that yes, like, he coaches all these good guys, but on the surface, I didn't have enough, you know, kind of prior knowledge to be able to necessarily assess that for myself. And since then, I've started reading more John Donahoe stuff, listening to everything I can, and obviously fantastic jiu-jitsu coach. I've been trying to get him on the podcast. So John Donahoe, in the off chance that you're listening to this Beers with Chad, I'm going to be in New York next week. So let's record an episode. But I found that as not someone who's that deeply entrenched in it and an expert in the field myself, it was very hard to assess if someone just talks a great game or if they're really backing it up. So in terms of, you know, coaching for powerlifting and weightlifting and creating content and the stuff that we do and that I market, even though a lot of times I don't even feel like I necessarily market it, like, yeah, we run ads on Facebook and I make posts about it, and I guess that's marketing, but it's maybe not as strategic as it should be. But I think it should come back to this simplest marketing strategy of having the best product. So how do you tell that someone is the best? They should be showing you that quality with helpful content and with coaching results. So, you know, as a consumer of this type of stuff, I would encourage you to question when you watch stuff, when you watch Juggernaut stuff, are you being educated or are you being entertained? Entertainment is important, of course, but do not confuse the two ideas. That even though someone may make you laugh, even though someone may, you know, have a flashy editing or whatever it is, are you watching the video and taking away useful information to help yourself improve, to help your athletes improve if you're a coach? So once you ask yourself that question, are you being educated or are you being entertained? The next question is, if they're a coach, are the results they're producing good and real? It is shocking to me, some people, and I don't want to get into naming names in this, but people who are held up as like gurus of powerlifting. And if you were to ask them the most simple question that a powerlifting coach could be asked, who is the best lifter that you've ever coached? I think the results would be shocking for many of these people. And maybe there's one person that they can name, but who's the 3 best or the 5 best? And if you've been doing this for a long time and you're a big name who's going to be attracting talented lifters, that should be a pretty simple answer. And I think that there are people that if it was asked to them, they would take offense to it because they wouldn't have a good answer. So that's something to take into account. Are they producing meaningful results? And if they're powerlifting and weightlifting coaches, are they producing those results in a meet setting? That is the sport of powerlifting. No one gives a shit about the football coach who gets his guys to practice the best if they don't go and win games at the end of the week. No one cares or should care about a powerlifting or weightlifting coach who has 12 weeks of someone producing training PRs and then can't do it in competition. Especially because the world of social media allows these things to be framed in such a way that, like, maybe they compete in a given weight class, but, you know, they weigh 4 kilos over that for a sport for something with 2-hour weigh-ins. So then they try and cut weight and they lift like shit. But maybe they don't even ever post the actual meet result. They just let you kind of live off those good training results. So those are things you need to question. One of the most shocking ones to me ever was I saw a post of a lifter, and it said, you know, matches the 52 kilo IPF world record. And that's the class Marissa competes in, a training lift, doing this for another lifter. And we kind of looked at each other like, whoa, who is this person? We've never heard of them. You know, if someone's doing big things in that class, we usually kind of know who they are. So I click on some things, and then it's revealed that they actually weighed 56 kilos in the training. And I was like, oh, okay, like I'm not threatened by this person, you know, coming in and challenging us in a meet. And then, because we were stuck in traffic at the time in an Uber in Austin, Texas, well, let's Google some meet results here. But there were none to be found. And the post, you know, said, equals the IPF world record in the 52s, can't wait to see this happen in a meet. And I was like, well, okay, well, we'll see it happen. I shit you not, 1 year later, I see the exact same post with the exact same caption. Blah, 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 squats whatever weight to equal the 52 kilo world record. Can't wait to see them do it in a meet. It didn't say TBT. It didn't say Flashback Friday. It was presented as if it had just happened. Not only had the squat record been raised since then, so it no longer equaled the IPF world record in the 52s, it was still done by someone weighing 56, not 52. I then again looked for meet results 1 year after the post that said, can't wait to see them do it in competition. And again, I came up empty-handed. That is the kind of thing that as a consumer, as a fan, as a lifter, as someone who's trying to learn and improve, you need to be aware of. You need to be wary of. So I strongly, strongly encourage you, stop and think, are people who are telling you that they're great coaches and trying to help people, are they actually supporting that with their words and their actions, the people they coach and the content that they produce? So that's a little rant from me about marketing, the way that this gets marketed. Like I said, I'm not a business expert. I'm not a marketing expert. I try and do the simplest, what to me seems like the simplest marketing strategy, which in my opinion, I wish it was the most effective. I don't think that it is. It's producing the best content and producing results with athletes consistently. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're going to keep trying to do. This was Beers with Chad. Make sure to check out purple.com/juglife to support the shows. If you're interested in getting delicious beers like this Teller Pils from Vault Brewing Company in Yardley, Pennsylvania, or any other kind of great beers from all around the country delivered right to your door, check out Tavour through the link in my profile or in the video info. Next week, my bench manual comes out. You can learn how to warm up better, better technique, exercise selection to address your weak points, programming ideas from MRV to frequency, plus three programs in it, beginner, intermediate, elite, or beginner, intermediate, advanced. Then I, along with Dr. Quinn, Max Ada, Dr. Mike, Dr. James, will be on Long Island. I've been corrected on that many times. Next Sunday, August 19th, for the Performance Summit. Can still sign up for that. Learn a ton of great stuff all in 1 day. Subscribe to the Juggernaut YouTube. 5-6 videos a week. Trying to help you get better. Trying to provide you with resources and knowledge to improve as a lifter and coach. Trying to do it in an entertaining manner as well. Throwing a little history at you here and there. And subscribe to the Jug Life podcast. New episodes every Tuesday. You can find that on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and thejuglife.com. And I have another podcast now called The Big Ugly Podcast. Ironic, I know, because I'm so handsome. And that one covers football, basketball, UFC, as some people have phrased it to me, sports people care about, but just different sports than we talk about most of the time on the Jug Life. So go subscribe to that for me as well. I've been putting some of the episodes up on the Jug Life feed, but it also has its own podcast feed on iTunes and Spotify, iHeartRadio, all those same places. So this was Beers with Chad. Thanks for watching or listening, and we'll see you next week.
didn't really understand how food was important or like essential for performance. And then my later years of CrossFit, I kind of started figuring it out. And then now as a weightlifter where there's zero emphasis on how you look, CrossFit, everybody has abs. Everyone's naked all the time.
Key emphasis there, folks. Zero emphasis on your looks. Yeah, it's true.
So yeah, for weightlifting, it was like, well, do you want to be good at weightlifting? Do you want to move weight? Like, what's the point of lifting if you're not going to lift, you know, like if you're not going to be lifting well? So I kind of just, it was a super long process. But finally I kind of like figured it out and now I eat for performance. And
was there ever like a, was there like a key moment or like something you could pinpoint?
When I died at the games, I was like, damn, I could be doing so much better. Like, I was just like watching everyone and they're eating like pulled chicken and sweet potatoes. And I was like, oh, I haven't eaten since yesterday. And everyone was just like eating food the whole time. And they were like drinking shakes and they were like drinking Pedialyte. And, I found out everyone's getting IVs and, I didn't know any of that stuff. I didn't have anyone there telling me. But that was a point where I didn't realize, you know, I was always told as a gymnast, like to not eat protein. Like I had skim milk for breakfast one time and my nutritionist told me to switch it to orange juice because protein, you know, would make me bigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a great start. So yeah, I just didn't realize how important protein was, which is now like a, protein's like a huge thing for me. But yeah, I trained really, really hard to get there, and you can't get through multiple workouts a day without eating. And that was the point where I was like, well, if I'm going to be here, if I'm going to train hours and hours a day, I need to like survive a competition, and that's going to require food. But that still was like, that was where I like figured it out. And then it was still a process of like, okay, now we're going to start eating and our body's going to look different and going to put on more muscle because now I'm finally eating. And it was a thing.
And you got connected with like different coaches or different programs along that process. And now you kind of...
For nutrition or...
Yeah. And
yeah, I've kind of bounced around everything kind like... Because it was such a thing with me and food. If it's too strict, it makes me kind of freak out.
Right.
I want some guidance, but at the same time, I want to be able to make all of my decisions myself with regards to what I put in my mouth. So I have some macros that I've kind of figured out by tweaking different things that I've, you know, different people have told me, but at the end of the day, like if I want to eat something extra, I will always eat something extra and then like figure it out later.
Yeah.
But it's been a process, but.
And you kind of manage it all yourself now. Yeah.
Yeah. I've tried working with other people and I just can't, I'm not going to stick to it.
Yeah.
Like when I was told like, it's okay to go to bed hungry. I'm like, I did that for my whole life. I'm not doing that anymore. Like I just am not willing to do that anymore. I don't want to obsess over food ever again. So. But yeah, I did a huge, huge, huge like reverse, I guess a bulk or whatever, reverse diet or whatever. And got to a point where I was eating like almost 4,000 calories. And I think since then I can kind of just like get away with like very eating a lot. Like I can, I can eat probably a lot more than most people and maintain my weight.
Nice.
So it's makes me happy to eat. But yeah, but it's been a process.
So the other week with when Maddie Forberg was our guest, we implemented what I think is sure to be a hit segment.
Oh, this is good.
Like of it's going down in the DMs.
Oh gosh.
Because I know I myself as a
I have heard some of yours.
Blue check verified international sex symbol. I have some things I could share. But I feel like you maybe have a few more. So when a gentleman,
that's a great word for that,
is trying to approach you in the DMs, do you have some really favorite weirdest ones that stick out?
Today, someone was really concerned about my Vigna.
Oh, the Vigna.
My Vigna, V-I-G-N-A.
Nice.
They said I was going to damage it. So I
show them your box.
Show
me your box.
So really appreciated that concern. That might be my favorite one to date because it was just so funny, and so many people have laughed about it today. So
what
it makes me happy.
What part of India do you think that guy's from? I'm assuming.
I couldn't tell. The picture was so little.
Are there any, like, rodents that people request you to step on or anything like that?
God, the watermelon thing is very common.
You get a watermelon? What's
the squishing the watermelon between your legs or squishing other people's faces between your legs. That's a human thing.
They're big on that.
Yeah.
A lot of people ask, like, you know, can you carry them?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you just lifted this? Can you lift me? I weigh this much. It's like, well, it's weird.
Maybe they're just really bad at math. You just lifted 264 pounds. I weigh 112. Is that the same number?
I don't know. I think most people try to get me to respond by saying something about my dogs first. Because if you say something something nice about my dogs, you will get a response. But then when the next one is like, you know, not about my dogs,
I can see that.
Then you get
blocked. I love
that
everyone knows their name now.
Yeah.
But you get a response for the first, you know, message, and then the second one you get blocked. Because, I don't know, I don't have enough time in my day to deal with that stuff.
So, watermelon crushing.
Face crushing.
Yeah. Face crushing.
Carrying. Do you have, like, a rate for piggyback rides? It's expensive here in the Bay Area.
I haven't asked for...
Very expensive.
Dirty Fleo shorts are very popular as well.
Oh, wow.
Socks. Dirty socks and my used Fleo shorts that have very specifically not been washed after training.
Have you been... are they offering money? Has anyone offered, like, good money?
Like where you kind of have to pause for a second?
You take a second.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Like,
what's good money for your, like...
That's good money is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh my gosh, no, there has not been a good enough price for me to.
I did not sell my deadlift socks for $500.
No,
that didn't do it for me.
Yeah,
no.
So, just a word out there to some of you guys looking at the Vigna guys. You may want to start offering a little more money for those. You have to raise those rates a bit.
Bay Area ain't cheap, folks.
Yep. No kidding.
So, upcoming, we've got AO2.
Mm-hmm.
Goals, things like that for the rest of the year for weightlifting.
When is the year I don't even actually know what the season is.
The year ends December 31st.
Okay. I mean, I want to...
That's just every year ends that. There's no weightlifting year anymore. There used to be, but now it's just 1,000 meets.
Yeah, just all spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to make a team at some point. I think that's my goal. I've never really had any specific goals on for any sport that I've done. I've never had a goal of winning anything or it's always just been like me just performing the best that I can. Actually, I guess I would say I always hope that my performance reflects my training. Like, if I train a certain way, I always hope that the competition reflects how the training went. And that, you know, I think I deserve that.
Well, and you've been on a
that's good
run of PRs.
I know.
At least for the last 2 days.
My back works now. Well, even, like, the last... Since I joined Juggernaut, I think I've PR'd every single competition.
A lot of pressure you put on me.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty sure I've PR'd.
I remember the first camp in Oakland, you were greedy with the PRs.
My gosh.
Well,
everyone was like, save some PRs for the rest of us, Alex. God. Well,
then I died.
Yeah, that wrecked you.
For sure. I needed to take 3 months off after that.
You quit. You quit and left for 6 months.
3 months.
Was it three?
3 months.
We missed you, so it felt like six.
Oh, thank you. No, 3 months. I didn't, like, squat or really move a weight for 3 months and then came back. And then after a month, I was, like, back to normal.
I actually feel like that helped you more.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love doing that stuff.
I was talking about this the other day. Like, we would all the coaches, everybody can acknowledge that it's really important to have, like, these times for, like, rest and recovery, you know? And, like, oh, you don't have to squat hard all the time. But then I've never seen a single coach have anyone, like, not squat for 3 months.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, and they would never do it. And they would be, like, terrified. If anything, it's always like, well, okay, you got 6 months for the next competition. Like, let's take six and, like, really build up all your strength.
Wall balls were the only squats that I did for those 3 months.
Yeah. Alyssa, too. I gave Alyssa a whole month off after Pan Ams to recover. And it's always been better having that in place. Seeing you guys rest, like...
So your muscles didn't fall off?
Yeah.
God, and I got lean. I got my abs
so
back.
So jacked right now.
Saw that you got that vein.
I've had that vein since I was like three. It's an angry vein.
Yeah. You had a vein when you were three.
I was a very jacked baby.
Oh. Do you have baby pictures of your jackedness?
I probably do.
We can compare it. Yeah. We have a baby bodybuilding show. Is that the next?
Rocco's going to be tough to beat.
Rocco, Princess P. I don't know. That's a tough one. We have yet to see Alex. Polaroid. Upload the Polaroid.
That's it.
Toddler vascularity. So you also do online coaching and stuff for gymnastics and all that?
I do.
Where can people inquire about your services?
AlexandraLachance.com.
AlexandraLachance.com. Mm-hmm. And if they lead off with a dog compliment,
you will have an automatic in for at least one more message.
Where can they follow you otherwise?
NoPantsLachance on Instagram. But you know, I wear pants a lot now. I feel pretty bad about that.
Yeah. Well, and you haven't even gotten to the winter here in the Bay Area. It's very cold here.
Winter pants, LaChance.
Yeah. But do you even own a pair of jeans?
I do have one pair of stretchy jeans from Target that I wear to church. That's the only time I wear them.
Only time. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram, max_Ada, on Facebook, or email me max@jtsstrength.com.
And make sure you all check out jtsstrength.com for online coaching, powerlifting, weightlifting, power building, super total, strongman, all that good stuff. We have the AI stuff for powerlifting and power building coming soon for weightlifting and super total as well. And I'm using soon pretty loosely. check out the YouTube 250K book. Since we recently hit 250,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel, and I know that the 1,400 plus videos we have can be a bit overwhelming, I went ahead and curated about 250 of the best videos, over 40 hours of content for you by topic. So you can just, you want to see stuff about squat technique, you click in the table of contents and it shows you all of our best squat technique videos. If you want to see videos about super total or nutrition or making bigger hamstrings or whatever it is, just click in there, you'll find it, all the best stuff, really probably more than you can handle. It'll send you down many rabbit holes of information. So go ahead and check that out at jtsstrength.com. Subscribe to the YouTube, subscribe to the podcast, leave us a 5-star review, write us something funny or nice. We always appreciate that, and it helps more people find the show. Alex, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks.
You follow me at Chad Wesley Smith or at Juggernaut Training on Facebook and Instagram. And we'll talk to you next week.